It's welcome news in that the project is progressing. This is the rural regeneration development project for Ballysadare. 640,000 was allocated a number of years ago from government for the progression of this project. And the initial piece of work is that the local authority purchased two key sites in the centre of Ballysadare, the old Dunmay site and Brown site, as the local people will know it. It's a site adjacent to the falls, but also the old mill apartments. And in recent times, consultants were appointed to progress a project for the centre of Ballysadare along the water, along the bridge, and for that area in the centre of Ballysadare. Ballysadare is one of the towns, I suppose, in Sligo that's progressing in terms of population growth really, really quickly, and has progressed in terms of housing development in recent years at a very fast pace. Ballysadare is a satellite town of Sligo where there's further expected growth. So I suppose this project is to make some improvements in terms of capital, in terms of what the community feel they want. And today, the consultation, the second phase of the consultation will begin from 4 p.m. till 8 p.m. in Ballysadare Centre, where the consultants, along with the local authority staff, will pick up feedback from people who come to the consultation. As I say, it's open for 4 hours. They have an initial concept developed from the initial consultation, and that is going to be up on map boards and story boards later today for Ballysadare Centre. That came from directly from the feedback, not only from the businesses, from the local community, and from visitors to the area. So it's very good news in that the project is progressing. If people cannot make the consultation today, Dervla, they can put forward an expression or some feedback on the concepts to the email for the next number of weeks, where that feedback will be taken on board and move forward to a more detailed design of the concept. So it's good news. We understand a building is being proposed for the Dunmay site, Dervla, which is very, very welcome. I think that site in Ballysadare is probably one of the best sites in the whole town. I suppose the council and the consultants will be seeking some feedback on what the community would like to see in that building, overlooking the water. It has a huge cultural connection with Yeats and so forth in Ballysadare. And I think there is so much potential in this RDF project.